God hasn't forgotten you. Pretty girl, big smile, bright future. Came across a guy who promised to do everything but lose you. Skeptical at first, but still, you gave him a chance to be different. But when your period stopped, it wasn't long before he too came up missing. But first, you broke the news and he tried to talk you into an abortion, telling you how he's not ready to be a father and how you had no right to force him, how you were only trying to trap him when really you tried to trust him. He put his name on what was in your pants but denied the life in your stomach. Fast forward, you're grown now, but never forgot how that felt. So you refuse to abandon your child even if you have no help, but the world still blaming you for that coward's decision, calling you a baby mama, like having no help with your intentions. But you don't fit the stereotype of the ones they show on TV. You're not out spending child support on expensive weaves. Matter of fact, you rather starve than see a child not eat. But society doesn't see that or the nights you cry yourself to sleep, not because you need a man or because you're ready to give up, but because your child deserves two parents while you were only designed to be one. Struggling to pay for daycare, but you need that to keep a steady job, yet you get called baby mama drama for making a man take care of his own damn child. While sometimes you wonder why nobody knows your pain, I'm here to tell you, single mothers and superheroes are one and the same. Keep your head up. You survived what few could have gotten through, and that alone is proof that God hasn't forgotten you. Loyalty. I think it's one of the most beautiful concepts in the world, but in the wrong hands, it can be the most destructive effort there is, especially for women who love hard, because the bigger your heart is, the more of it is to break. And then you have those who come along with intentions of breaking every piece along with your trust and sanity. Somehow those assholes come find women who try to love them through their imperfections, and they ruin them forever. They don't just come with baggage, they come with a wrecking ball. But the woman they've chosen remains loyal, realizing reality a little too late. Chapter 3. Too many good girls going hard for guys who deserve to be left. The rider. She was a rider. Never complained while he drove. Just kept silent, even helped him keep his eyes on his road. But then the mileage became too much for her to keep going. He kept switching lanes without knowing and was losing control. So then she cried out, "If we need to pull over, just let me know. Forget a ticket, you keep this up, and we ain't gonna make it home." He turned the radio louder, drowned out the tears of her soul. So she reached for a seatbelt just as they hit the consequences of his habits head on. She was a rider. Chapter 4. The worst thing you can ever do is walk into somebody's heart, make yourself at home, and rob them of their trust the moment they let their guard down. Technically speaking. She always seemed to get looked over, hung out with a few dudes, but not one would hold her. She was one of the homies who was never brought home, and if it wasn't for her cousin's kindness, she would have went to prom alone. Got to college, put on makeup for the very first time. Skinny jeans, low-cut shirt, yeah. Now she thinks she fine. Athletes and Greeks must have thought the same thing. Problem is, they wanted to undress everything but her mind. She wasn't with it. So she went home over Christmas break, saw an old friend. He noticed a change in her, decided to get close again. She knew she could trust him. She had known him for years, but also noticed that all of a sudden, dude was acting weird. She asked him why, and he laughed it off. Told her she was tripping. Told her to stop acting brand new. Then they would go back to chilling. Things went back to cool for the next couple of days, but the break was about over, so he asked for one more date. Picked her up, took her for about an hour drive. She didn't ask where, always had it down the ride. Her phone died and she still didn't know where they were headed. Got curious what the reason was that he just wouldn't tell her. So she broke the silence and asked because things were looking scary. He said, "It's a surprise, don't worry, we'll be there in a second." Pulled over to the side of the road and turned the engine off, told her if she wanted a ride home, then she had to let him pop her cherry. She needed to get home. The semester would start the next day. But she never planned on losing her virginity that way. Still, she complied to try and get it all over with, hoping that later on she could sleep it off, move on, and forget. But it didn't work that way. So she went and saw the school counselor, who helped her press rape charges, except she'd already taken a shower, scrubbing for hours trying to rid herself of the guilt and shame, even though she wasn't the least to blame. Filed a report anyway, told the story to policemen. First one asked, "Why didn't you just leave then?" The second one said, "How sure are you that your period isn't why you were bleeding? How come nobody around was able to hear you screaming? They said rape victims come with bruises and we don't see them. So maybe you're just feeling a little guilty from a regretful agreement, because if you didn't say